Yes.
Closing went well because you took care of everything.
Oh yeah, I'm here.
I don't know if you can. I'm a little dangerous.
Between the lines. I'll let you all get started so you can scritch and yell and fight punch code with the face. Wait, I'll do that afterwards.
Probably. Yeah. Alright, so for those that haven't been to a scritch and
bitch.
Are there any miners here? Alright,
wow,
for those that haven't been to a scritch and bitch before, it's just a panel where you either hurl rotten fruit at us, or you praise us and tell us we're good boys, girls, and
good
non-binaries. So, yeah, if you have something to say, shoot your paw in the air. Let's start right up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Alright, so my partner is immunocompromised. So something that I've really loved about this convention is the mask mandate and the requirement for all attendees in all con spaces to be wearing a mask. And that's probably the only reason we've been able to comfortably attend the convention, because otherwise not many people all in one place, there's going to be COVID, we're going to get sick, my partner is a much greater health risk. So that's been phenomenal, and that's been fantastic, and I've really appreciated that. Something that's been a little less pleasant, though, is the lack of enforcement for that mask mandate, up to and including staffers.
Leading up to the event, we were definitely trying to read exactly how things were going to go. We had many, many discussions over a vast period of time looking at how things were changing, and we had very poor timing on the national emergency coming to an end, but we were happy to see that the public health emergency was not ended early, but we had complaints on both sides from several people, and I hope we got somewhere in the middle where we were protecting as many people as possible, but also getting as many people as possible here to have fun. It's really tough because it's transitioning from pandemic to endemic, and the timing of this is really rough. On Friday, our enforcement was probably a little lax. You're probably correct. We have a morning meeting at 8 a.m., and we did mention enforcement Saturday morning, and hopefully you noticed an improvement, but we were trying to stay on top of it. Obviously, a year from now, I have no idea what the situation is going to be. None of us probably do, but it's going to be something we just have to monitor, and I appreciate that feedback, and I'm sure we're going to get lots more. We plan on putting out a survey and seeing how people felt about what our policy was, if we enforced it correctly, where the gaps were, that kind of stuff. Does that answer your question a little bit? All right.
Will the main event streams on Twitch be uploaded to YouTube?
Dang, I should know the answer to that because I'm the interim events director. I will have to contact head of AD. Unless you know, Novar.
I don't know, sorry.
Oh,
what was the question?
I didn't even see you behind a giant cat.
Basically, one of the videos will be uploaded.
It will be something to reconfirm with the head of AD, but to my recollection, we don't have the recordings for it. It wouldn't be able to necessarily. No, we will not.
Yeah.
Has to do with like the MCA claims with all the music and everything on there.
Yes, music on Twitch is a big problem, and we don't want to lose our channel. I believe that's why it happened.
So we can't save the VOD, so we can't get it uploaded to YouTube.
Unfortunate.
Just for me, I don't have a suit or anything, but I went to experience the rays during the night, and I noticed it got progressively hot as the night continued. Is there any way for the future to get some circulation in there just to keep it cool, especially for the suitors, because It's just something I wanted to say.
There's a way that we could do that.
Temperature-wise, we could definitely create like a mini headless or something, or add fans. As far as the hotel goes,
yeah,
we were basically rock bottom where their units would continue to work. We actually had an attendee adjust the thermostat in the headless lounge down to 58, apparently they caught that just as it was about to become a problem, and the problem would have been enough ice would accumulate, the unit would shut down, and then the ice would have to melt for approximately 10 hours. So there would be no HVAC for headless.
Yeah.
For 10 hours.
Oh.
That's why we put that beautiful sign up there that said, if you change this thermostat, the hotel will ban you. And that did work. But yeah, we could create our own circulation, possibly, in that room.
So, the gender-neutral bathrooms, awesome. As somebody that typically stands, I would prefer a urinal and not urinal sign.
Okay, I don't see a problem with that.
Just so we know what fixtures are included in.
Yes.
Yeah, I literally just walked into the thing, then realized that it was actually a straight ladies' room, and then had to immediately change over to the other one, and I had to look under the sign to see which one was the one with the urinals in it.
Okay. I will say, that sign was made, we had the gender neutral bathroom thing in place, and it was just a gap on the radar for making the actual signage, and our art department did that in like one day, and we just printed it out on site and put it up. But yeah, now we know, so we can definitely make sure if you want a urinal, you can get a urinal. Let them have urinals. Slippery.
Hello.
It's good to see you in here.
So I have many notes, but first, a positive note on crowd control. In the rare cases, there were lines. I really liked the way they were kind of managed at just one line, because there definitely wasn't room to have more than one line, and just pulling people out as you needed. I think that worked really well.
We tried our best. I did a little bit of line management on Friday when we had a little bit of a volunteer shortage, and I was yelling at people, so that was fun. But thank you. We tried our best. It sounds like we did okay. What else you got for me?
I'll let others go, because I can go for a long time.
Do you know what you're going to do for next year with like a possibly projected bigger attendance with the lines? Because I know that hallway is going to be very condensed with all the people, especially for the dealers then and migrating back and forth.
So I don't know if anybody went down to level G3. It's very easy to miss, but there is two glass double doors that lead into a space that is approximately the same size as all of the first floor rooms put together. So we definitely have room to grow. When we initially toured the hotel, we were like, oh wow, maybe in 5 years we'll be looking at this space, and now we're like, maybe we should be looking at this space. There's a lot of things to think about layout wise for next year, especially because we got more than double the attendance we were expecting. Lots to think about.
Speaking of layout, the zoo seems like a bit far from other social spaces,
yeah.
And it was hard for people to kind of get a vibe check and see if they wanted to bother at the zoo without going all the way to look at the zoo.
Once it was set up, that became very apparent.
Yeah.
The reason why it was set up that way is because originally we did not have a zoo. We could not fit it into the layout, and then Vector, our head of AV, came up with the idea of, well, there's an air wall in between there, and we were like, well, if we go past our attendance, the seating in main events might not be enough for things like Dance Comp. And you probably noticed for Dance Comp, that wall was open and the zoo was part of main events, and that was important.
Yeah, that actually worked really well. I just think just otherly, the function of the zoo.
I completely agree.
Was true that people were using it, but I think it was hard to get people to go and make the effort to go look at it.
Yeah, I think people didn't go to it as often as they would if it was more centrally located.
I'll also say that it looks like gaming was pretty much the zoo. Like, it was jam-packed with games.
Yeah.
So if we had zoo, like, right there, I think it might be
maybe
good
we should have.
Yeah, we should have.
But then air wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's going to be lots of layout changes after this year.
Yes.
Other comments on air walls. There was actually, this is a weirdly positive comment. There was a karaoke in here the other day. At the same time, there was like an interracial panel next door. That was actually fine. I thought it would be terrible, and it was okay.
And fun fact, we wanted to do karaoke in the bar both nights, and I guess the hotel didn't know that we respect hotels, and we keep it pretty chill, even if we're loud and partying, because they were very, you're going to be responsible for covering any room refunds we do. You know, it had a list of rules, and we were like, we'll just do it one night then. And then as soon as we were doing it, they were like, oh, heck yeah, let's go! So maybe next year they'll trust us a little bit more.
Notice that the gaming selection wasn't really that big.
Video gaming or tabletop?
Video gaming.
Video gaming was a lot of different people bringing many small collections together. We do have a few connections with a few different people now that might be able to supply more games.
Would you want to borrow my collection next year?
I would like to talk to you, definitely.
Yeah, I got like 2 360s, a PlayStation 3 that can still play PS1 games, Xbox One, PlayStation 2, a PlayStation 1, and the list keeps going because I have an original Genesis, not like the original one, but the second version, a Saturn, a Dreamcast, multiple GameCubes, and a TV that I barely use in my room.
You don't have an F-14 Tomcat pinball table.
You got me there!
That's what you imagine.
It's probably hanging up in the bathroom.
Wait, you don't have a bed. Get out!
I probably left it in the bathroom.
Why don't you walk that off the street?
I'll be right back.
We had a lot of people walking off the street. People just coming in from Portland, like, what the heck is this thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't even have to answer their questions because all of you did. And then we had to go find one or two people that ran past badge check and be like, guys, you need to get a badge.
Yeah.
See any
hand. All right, what else do we do wrong? We're going to assume everything was perfect otherwise, and there's no room for improvement. We're the best.
Kind of touching on what you just said with people coming in, was there any effort to let the city know that the event was coming? Because there could have been relationships with the restaurants, maybe deals and things like that. Because there's a ton of local restaurants.
All right, so we were kind of crunched for time. We tried reaching out to a couple different local newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really get back to us in a timely manner, so the timing was the issue here.
Okay.
We definitely do have ideas for reaching out to those kind of organizations and getting our name more out there, but that's definitely like a year or two. We have more time now.
We also thought we were going to be much smaller.
Yeah.
And we didn't think we would be a blip on their radar. But yeah, now we've got numbers to be like, hey, we're bringing business.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
People will listen to us now.
Yeah.
And just to follow on the food thing, too, I don't know what your specific situation is. The one thing I've run into with other cons is your hotel can be kind of touchy about offering discounts at hotels that are not
have their own food.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
You got a
hotel restaurant that watch their business.
I didn't fully follow that. Could you
read it? Host hotels are sometimes a little funny about having coupons or discount deals with restaurants that aren't the hotel restaurant. Usually they're okay with a restaurant guide. Now here's a map of what things are. But as far as any kind of discount, that's something something that's not always as easy to accept.
We can definitely get a read on that, but I feel that the hotel got a lot of business because they were staying open outside
mm-hmm.
of their hours for
yes.
us. And the GM even mentioned the possibility of lunch, which they haven't done since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're bringing a lot of business that they're looking for.
Specific feedback for the hotel, the breakfast buffet at the price was great.
Yep.
I personally think their kitchen is top notch mm-hmm. for a hotel kitchen. Who here was up at a super sponsor dinner?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you guys like it? Was it good?
Better than average hotel food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have enough room for all the stuff I grabbed.
That's a good problem.
I had been traveling up for many, many hours.
Yeah.
So I went back
That was my first super sponsor dinner, and I've been eligible to go to several. I've just always been working, but I was basically forced to go there because my name was on the schedule as a speaker. Thank you, Wally.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty good.
There were a lot of comments in the lobby about the smell. A lot of people were remarking they thought it was like bacon mac or something. But there was a lot of good feedback from the public.
One of our directors was trying each thing paired with each thing, and
there's a lot of combinations.
Beans and mac is not a winner, I think.
It was good.
Okay.
So I have an oddly specific feedback about the sponsor dinner. So I was during there, and like Laguna came by without Kristen, and people were like, "Oh, where's like your mom?" And it's like, "Well, she's not a super sponsor."
Yeah.
And Maibu made the right call and brought her in, but I just think we should standardize and be super clear about what the charity person should get as our guest.
Absolutely.
So it's fine.
Maibu actually came up to us and was like, "Is this okay?" We were like, "Yes." And
right.
I ran out as, there,
as, yeah,
and they were starting to come, and I was like,
"Right." And
Maibu
was like, "Oh, like, where is your mom?" And she's like, "No, like, get her in here." So like, it's the right call, but we just need to make sure that always happens.
Yeah,
yep.
I would think charity should be
involved
in such a
yes, absolutely.
Right.
Charity and GOH. Laguna was both. You had something earlier.
Yeah, so to continue on the food, as a possible perk to sponsors or super sponsors, breakfast vouchers.
Breakfast vouchers.
Yeah, they mentioned it, hey, do you have a voucher? And we didn't know what that was, so there might be some deal we can have with the restaurant.
I know, they told me flat out for the vouchers, the hotel block for our convention, if you booked in our block, we're not eligible.
Okay.
And that's something that can be negotiated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm just giving the feedback they gave me.
Also, full transparency regarding our block. I'm sure people noticed, but we sold out of it like immediately. and then we basically the person who represents us on like our organization and talks to the hotel directly basically emailed them and said, "Give us all you got."
Yeah.
And they basically gave us any rooms that they had left.
How many did we have originally, like 40 for each day?
I think we had 40 peak room nights. We had over half the hotel, which is like 100 and something rooms.
Yeah, I think we sold out of 40 rooms like within a minute.
Yeah, at first the hotel was like, "Well, how many rooms?" And then we were like, "No, give us everything."
You mean everything?
Yeah, everything!
So I'm kind of like curious on how the room blocks work, because it seems very diverse from like to keep everyone together, especially like as the convention.
As far as like,
but, like what level everyone was on, because there's people on the 11th floor, there's people on like the 2nd, and then like the 6th. Like,
so
I didn't know there's a way to get a room block for like 3 floors, just like book it like just for us.
We can definitely ask for that. When we booked our event, there were two other things bordering us on either side. I can say floor 2 was all staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm terrible.
Apparently some of our staff are little party animals.
That never happens. When I got here on Thursday, I looked at the map and I said, "They can't possibly be real rooms on this floor."
Yes, meeting space and rooms on the same floor.
And then I'm like, "Oh, at least one of them is ops." I'm like, "Okay, that's reasonable." Mm-hmm.
And that's also why you need to scan the card to get to floor 2. It's an IHG policy. There are guest rooms on the floor, so you need to have a key to get there.
Even though you can walk up the stairs.
Up the stairs, yeah.
I'd like to just direct attention to a hand that's been very patient.
I didn't see you earlier, and then
yeah,
I just did.
Yeah, it's okay. I was just going to say, going back to, like, the kid not being with their mother, I saw as bad checking people, a lot of their parents not being with their child the entire time. They're supposed to be like chaperoning them. I know that's more security than anything, but I just want to be sure that like they're like there, because I had like one mom come up to me and be like, "Hey, did you see like a kid with like a black ears?" And I'm like, I don't know. There's been so many people.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. But like she said it was like okay, she could find her, and she did find her.
Okay.
But maybe just like, and this is like more enforcement maybe on the parents to be with their kid and let them know that they can't just let them frolic everywhere.
Yeah.
If that's like what you're going to go for, of course.
Yeah, so our policy, the only people that should be unaccompanied are age 16 and 17 if they have a notarized form
right.
from the parent. Otherwise, they should be able to be...
it was way
child.
Younger now.
Yeah. So that's maybe something that we highlight at registration. It's probably hard to strike a balance between getting people through the room and giving them all the information you can, but that is very important.
Also improve our badge checking.
Yes.
A script. That's what I'd recommend. A script. A standardized script.
That could help.
Yeah, because I learned that lesson, a hard lesson as a cashier, that if you have a standardized script that you stick to only, like, it not only speeds up the process, but it lets their little error for you to say the wrong thing.
Where do you imagine a script like this would go?
Probably just as when they walk in, they're starting to register, they just start saying...
Oh, at registration.
Yeah, at registration.
Yeah. We look at maybe give a little postcard to parents and have, like, their responsibilities listed on it.
And
that's a good idea.
Maybe Richie something on the badge says chaperone of the other person.
It does. It, so our badges do say guardian, but it might.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, put
yeah.
the ad. Who's the guardian? Who the guardian?
So
same with the kids badge.
The badge numbers match for guardians and children, but yeah, we could probably highlight it in a much more obvious way.
Yeah, like putting each other's names on each other's badge at the same time. That's next to like the guardian or something like that.
We can probably make that happen because Comcat, they've been on the ball. We've said, like, can you implement this feature? And then, like, 2 days later, they're like, oh,
yeah.
We did it. So we can probably do that.
They've been really good to us.
Yeah.
I can put you in touch with Reg at some other cons and so you can talk to how they handle minors, and maybe that's something you could think about. Yeah.
We do pay attention to it, but if you have contact information,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Those are good resources.
Yeah.
I should throw Nakona at you.
Right behind you.
So, just piggybacking off of that last point, I noticed, especially in the second half of the convention, there were a lot of minors that had badges, but not minor badges. And there were a lot of parents with the minors that they said they didn't have any guardian badges. I brought that to Reg's attention, and one of the guys told me they had no idea what I was talking about.
When the badges are printed, there's no difference in the card that goes into the machine, it just gets a red stripe on it, or it doesn't. So if they were entered in CONCAT with the correct ages, it should have printed the right colors on the badge.
But a lot of them did not.
That's weird.
If you have more information on that, like the badge number or badge name or anything, you can try to look into it and see if maybe they put the date of birth in wrong.
I would love to know more about that, if there's anything
yeah.
you can give me.
Yeah, I was going to say some families are coming in and they were saying their kids were older than they were.
Okay.
And I had to ask them several times, how old are you? And I would ask the minor, not the parent.
Okay.
Yeah, I would probably make ID kind of mandatory at that point. If they have one.
Yeah, it's hard though, because sometimes they won't
kids
have
ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Children do not have picture ID.
You don't know if you
yeah.
like they're a minor.
There is a way to tell on IDs. IDs that where you're under 21 are vertical. If you're over 21,
that's true.
Yeah, but the thing is that the minor
yeah,
might not
yeah,
have
that's
an ID
that's
at all.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
That
is required IDs for everyone who registers has to have some kind of ID. There were some cases for minors where, very obviously minors, where we accepted alternate forms of ID because it's kind of hard to expect an 8-year-old to have a driver's license. I think ID and standards for ID is something that we can consider more and more closely for next year.
Speaking of badges and badge designs, it seems that at least one of the badge designs people found really hard to read. So I got hassled by Fiddle a lot for my badge number, which nobody can read at all. So
that's
fine.
I took the badge composite it all together. All is well. Go scratch him, not
me. In my defense, I had to print a lot of badges. Yeah, and then as soon as we got on site, it started printing these.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not correct.
It was supposed to be auctioned off.
This was supposed to be auctioned off. Yeah, closing ceremonies was
what does it actually say? I saw it, but I can't remember.
So it's just the yellow part of the prince.
Oh.
And then it says, I am Red's punishment for all sins, past and future.
Oh, okay. CMYK.
You can save it for next year's charity.
Yeah, if you want to buy this and they'll give the money to charity for free.
So we're giving it $5.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, go.
$5?
Go for it.
$5?
Anything with Red's name on
it
is worth $5.
Sell it to Red.
Yeah.
Out of it, kind of a tangent on the whole registration thing, and I'm sure this will be addressed next year, is the fact that the registration is on the second floor. So people come in, like, well, they look at the map, and they don't know where the hell the registration is, and it's on the second floor, which is odd. So,
yeah, we tried to place that map at the stairs, but that does mean you have to look through the map and figure out where Reg is, and we should probably just have a...
Yeah, I mean, when you go into the hotel space, you expect it to be in the con area, you know, so you think it'd be on the first floor, but...
At the same time, most people are going to spend 99% of their time on the bottom floor, so if we didn't have the space, I feel like it'd be weirder to have one event on the second floor and registration on the bottom floor.
We tried to put Reg in a smaller room.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Really... what happened with that.
Yeah.
Obviously next year there's going to be a lot of layout changes and we'll probably have much better signage as well.
We could combine the zoo and the game room and then just have one of those extra rooms for your registration.
I don't know which you prefer first. I've heard from you a bunch. Let's...
You guys ever think about using the pool area in some way, shape, or form?
That's tough unless we buy out the whole hotel, because we have non-attendees using that space,
yeah.
So it's part of the hotel. It would be like...
You want to say
yeah, I was trying to take it over.
Sorry.
You pretty much answered it, yeah. We had a couple panels or so that were asking to use the pool space. However, we don't have control over that. It's not within our contract or agreed with the hotel. We can't deny any hotel guests from using the pool. So because of that, we couldn't really engage...
So you couldn't like put up like a screen that's just for like a movie so people can watch it while they're filming anyways and not like look it off for other people.
Right. Yeah. So we couldn't do that. The panels that were there that were potentially like something that anyone can kinda go in and enjoy as long as like they're a person I said just make a flyer and put it out and then it kinda just comes like an official pool party.
Mm. I was actually told by one of our vendors who apparently knows how to swim with a mermaid tail, and they thought they were talking about doing a mermaid panel next year, which I took down their name. I think that might be hard, but I'm gonna talk to them about it again anyway.
So, you still got a question?
Yes, big shout out for social media talking about the Reg location for posting maps on the internet. There are so many times when cons do not put their con map online or in social media, and you go and you don't know where Reg is. Furry Delphia does that constantly. Like, they're in the whole casino. It's like, where are you? So, you guys did really good on that, and also for the fursuit parade routes. Thank you for posting that very clearly.
Yeah, it was all Gale for the route, and I think we did pretty good considering the dead-end hallway that we were stuck with.
Which is ironic, because A&E's parade route, nobody knew even when the parade started. Nobody knew what the route was.
We were scrambling at the last minute. I think the fursuit parade went pretty well, considering the number of fursuiters in the space.
You managed the numbers well. Yeah.
That ballroom was full of fluffy animals. Like you couldn't even walk through that without bumping into people.
I haven't seen the picture.
I just want to say for social media, that's run by Beaky. Beaky also does the social media for A&E, and Beaky is an absolute rock star. Almost all those posts were scheduled, and we would all be running around, you know, taking care of stuff. We don't have time to do it, and then all of a sudden, I would get a notification that was like, "Oh, we just tweeted." It was just amazing that, you know, our social media just ran. And we didn't have to worry about it. That's all Beaky. I love Bird Mom, 100%.
Bird.
You.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, being like a local in Portland and stuff, I think y'all nailed the location of this con. I think it's in the dead center of the old port. People that have never been here, like, not from the area much get to experience how awesome, like, the city is, and, like, there's nothing more funny than me walking into this convention, seeing the paw print sign, and a bunch of people waiting to get into a hockey arena, looking at people in person, or walking around with tails. It's amazing. It's so funny.
I love this city, and I don't have my badge on, but I'm a New Yorker, and...
Hey, me too.
I'm sorry. I absolutely love this city. It's so walkable for a small city from my perspective, and the restaurant scene is just...
The walkable part is great.
The restaurant scene is insane. For the population of this place, I don't understand how it's possible.
Yeah.
I love hearing that. I'm glad that we're... I just want to say I'm super happy with where we ended up. It's amazing.
I've lived in the area for all but 2 years of my life, like 25 miles north of here. And Portland feels like home to me. Mm. And being able to bring a convention to somewhere I put down roots ever since I was a child is amazing. And for that list of the restaurants in the comp book, back in November, myself and a bunch of local furs, we just got this idea of just going out to eat every Friday. We'd park at the Holiday Inn and just walk around the airport until we found something that looked interesting, and then go check it out. We got a long list of places that it was hard to pick the top ones to put in that book, but
we need a bigger map next time.
I think we are getting a bigger map next time.
More points on that map.
I agree that probably a few more restaurants on that list because I have to go to Google Maps and see what else is in the area. And like you said, it's very walkable. You know, everything's like 2 blocks away. Or 3 blocks or something.
And then when you walk back to the hotel, there's a giant paw print up there.
It's nice.
I just want to add to the comments about how easy it is to get here and how great the location is. I mean, you've been flying cross country and coming in, it just walked right up to the place.
I have a question for you all. How did you find the parking situation?
Really good. From I don't mean to speak up, I apologize. But my last previous con was I did A&E at Boston Park Plaza.
Yeah,
that was a train wreck. I absolutely dreaded that. I'm glad that location changed from there. But this parking situation, spot on perfect.
I was just very worried that we'd get a lot of confusion when people actually got here. But I tried pushing it as hard as I could at social media. I think you guys got the message. So
but it's easy to get here without a car too.
Yeah. Trains.
I was worried about the parking, and the convention services guy at the hotel was like, "Oh, even when the hotel's full, our garage doesn't fill up." And I was like, "I don't know if you understand the priorities that are going to be in these rooms, and they're all driving here separately."
I was worried, like, I stayed somewhere else on Thursday, and I'm going to be staying somewhere else tonight, but in the middle, like, I was at the hotel, and I was worried they would, like, make it a pain to, like, you know, be a day guest, and then overnight, and then a day guest, but the hotel is, yeah, sure, whatever, you know, go for it, and it was painless.
It's good to hear that.
There was a tiny bit of confusion, I think, at one point with the parking situation, but I know, like, I Dipper had handled it. But, like, I just remember, like, I think it was just hotel staff, I think, got confused at some point for somebody. I just was at the table when they were discussing it, but I think it was communicated to the hotel and it was fixed.
Yeah, I think somebody came up and they said, "Are you here for the event?" And
yeah.
The person asking that was talking about the hockey game.
Yeah.
But the person said, "Yes, because we're an event." And they said they quoted, like, a different rate or wouldn't give them a ticket or something. But, yeah, we tried to get that solved as fast as possible. All the way in the back.
Just to continue on the parking situation, it was very surprisingly painless. Just being able to drive up to the parking lot and get a ticket and then just head inside the actual hotel and just asking. And that's more on the hotel itself, which is really nice that it is good, but also with social media being able to put it up on Twitter and all that stuff to actually tell you, like, what to do, how to do it. It was really helpful.
Amazing. thank you. I'm really happy with our social media, to be honest. I'm
and the director
proud.
Of that all.
Yes. You oversee Behe. You're amazing.
I'm a silent scream. I get the bird to squawk for me.
Yeah. Behe gets all the attention.
Bird.
Yep.
This is back to registration stuff, and it's more of a complaint about content than anything else. Not a big one. Overall, fantastic. But I was trying to register myself and my partner in advance,
yeah.
And I had to have them go and make a whole separate account so they could buy our tickets separately. It was just a bit of a nightmare, if that
yeah.
could ever be fixed.
It's definitely an unintuitive process. You're not the only one to...
Especially for parents.
Especially for parents. Parents hate creating accounts. When you have a parent with a bunch of children come in and you tell them you have to make an account, also you have to make 3 more accounts.
Yeah.
They get their happiness levels go through the floor.
So for Concat, just to explain to everyone, 0 through 12, we can't collect their information because of COPPA, I don't remember how to pronounce it. So those just get tacked on as child badges. But 13 plus, it is the, you need to make an account. So if you come in with, you know, a 13, 15, and 17-year-old, you're making 4 accounts for you and your children. So, yeah, that's probably something we need to talk to NICAN about, and probably going to be
a bigger feature
to implement.
There's a lot of registration improvements that I think can be made just by having me and my team just relentlessly communicate with people who have registered in advance, saying, you will need this when you arrive, you need to expect this, this is how this is going to work, and just remind them and remind them and remind them so that there's less confusion and frustration. That won't stop everything, because there's a lot of the people who do one-day registrations are local families with children in tow, and it's hard to give them much information ahead of time.
Are we allowed to say how many children?
Yeah,
there were 72 minors with...
72, 12 or younger.
Oh, 12
wow.
or
wow.
younger.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, my bad.
Wow.
72, 12 or younger minors.
Because
yeah.
the other ones have accounts.
Yeah.
Those show up.
I could find the numbers for those, but it would take me more than 1 minute.
So I just want to pause the scripture bits for just a minute, because one of our department heads, Nisha, really needs to get... her husband home, so and she just wanted to say goodbye to all the directors before they left. So,
also, can we give a round of applause for our viewers tonight?
Feedback that the full toy panel needs to be in a lot bigger
oh.
space.
Woo!
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had a lot
yeah.
of fun, but we
didn't have
it.
My bad.
So for the panel space and everything, I did try to work off of the panels that did get submitted and try to make sure that we had spaces for everyone. At a certain point, it is a bit of a judgment call just to determine what spaces we have, who's available, and if anyone's done the panel before and has a history for it, I do have to take that into consideration. So, with the panel sizes, it is a bit of a roll of the dice just to see kind of who's showing up as in the first year, because we don't know exactly how it's going to do in the new place. But depending on panel numbers and everything, I always try to make sure everyone has a shot for their panel and they get the space that will best suit them. So, it's a bit of a balancing act.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw you first.
Having a quiet room in the convention space, like
having
you.
That
Thank you.
Separation from like everything that's very loud and just need that like de-escalating space, that'd be amazing.
So yeah, having a quiet space was something that was on our radar, and it just came down to the number of rooms, what we wanted to put in them. Like I said earlier, we didn't even think we were going to have a zoo at first. We wanted to designate part of the area of G3, because there's like a little couch area next to the pool. We were considering designating that as a quiet space, but it's not part of the space that we're renting, and it's also right next to the pool, so we weren't sure if it would be quiet. Again, now we're looking at complete changes to layout, so it's definitely something that will stay on our radar and be way up the list as something we want to include, because I know how important that is.
Way in back.
Oh, I haven't even seen you, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's you, go ahead.
I was just saying, if it is possible, maybe like next year in the opening ceremony or whenever, announcing to check the Twitter account when like panels are moved or canceled. It's not a big deal. I noticed they were doing it, and I'd seen it on the Twitter account. I just think like there was one panel I think I went to. There might have been like 10 or 12 people, and I don't think anyone realized it was canceled when we were in there.
Yeah, that's kind of my fault. They did tell us, and I passed the info on to my social media, so I kind of like her. But I think she was not able to see her phone for a while, and that's what caused the miscommunication, and I did not follow up. And because I didn't follow up, it was like 20 minutes before I realized it, and it's like, oh crap, and then I quickly got that post out, so I apologize for that.
Yeah, no,
definitely
it was
work
good.
On a plan for that for next year.
Yeah, just so people knew. Like, I know, once I realized it was being tweeted, I was like, oh, I just need to check Twitter. I just didn't know I was supposed to check
I should have cross-posted too to make sure it got seen on both platforms, but...
We could also just print out a sheet of paper outside whatever room it was supposed to be in saying it was canceled.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
I do know there was at least one panel that was canceled, like, super last minute. They thought they had sent an email, but it had, like, gone to their draft folder instead. So there was a bit of a delay on that as well. But as soon as we find out there's a panel, we did try to at least update both the online schedule as well as get it tweeted out, so that way it was trying to be involved. We have to definitely have people in the dorm.
We definitely need... more people that can accept pull requests because I was supposed to do it, but I'm also running around all over the place.
And I just did the last one, so.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We could also use a couple more panel staff if anyone wants to apply for next year.
Yeah.
Actually, that pull request was not that very good.
I don't remember the order of these.
Okay, just kind of a minor thing with the panel rooms. Does the convention have to get permission to use giant monitors?
Yes. They
it's
are.
It's more than permission.
Ungodly expensive.
Okay. For the weekend, if we wanted to just turn them on, it was like $375 a day.
Whoa.
Each TV.
That's why that beautiful
you can go
TV
to Walmart
here.
And buy a 60-inch 4K TV.
$299.
I was glad
that's
we had
why
that
we
did bring
this in. You're welcome.
No,
I don't want it back.
Please. I'm like, whoa, there's got a giant TV up there.
Yeah. They actually just installed those two, and we were like, oh, that's awesome. Can we use those? And they said, yeah, for 300 plus a day.
Oh,
per TV.
Per TV. And HDMI cables are 25 per day.
Furbach
was amazing.
Projectors would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, and this year you guys didn't break any windows, so that's still my closing's done. Closing's done. You know, it doesn't count.
So, a few clarifications regarding signage for the future. I only had single-digit people ask for / grab a yellow parking pass for the discount. It's possible I was just blind when I was making an account, but I didn't really see any very vivid statements saying that you get a discount for that, so we may have had a lot of people paying normal hotel price for that. And then also regarding Lost and Found, A, on the green banner for safety, and B, on the map itself. We should probably add that in, because I had a lot of people not only losing stuff, but also not knowing where Lost and Found is, even though they're right outside it.
For some reason, we didn't anticipate that big, clumsy dogs and cats would drop things. guys. But yes, that should absolutely be blasted on social media, and it should be on the site as well.
I had double-digit phones and laptops turned in.
And then as far as the parking situation, that they were green tickets that we learned about, like,
the same week of the convention. Like, we heard about it, like, early this week, right?
I thought it was on, like, Wednesday.
We heard about it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we heard about it on Wednesday, and they were like, oh, yeah, so they just take the green ticket, which they weren't even green. I know green. but, yeah, they sprung that on us, and we were like, excuse me, what are you talking about? And they said, oh, you're responsible for giving out these tickets. That's what makes it $5 next door for people that are staying for the day. So that caught us completely by surprise.
Which
is why we
pushed that as hard as possible for that past couple days before. Day before.
And we had to bring our staff on board because we, like, it was very last minute.
We asked about it too, and they never told us about it until Wednesday. So
clearly something was missing somewhere. But yeah, if it's the same deal next year and they don't change it on Wednesday next year, that'll definitely be way more highlighted.
Two things. Please sell embroidered shirts. And then also, if they could put individual papers, like if there's a panel going on, rather than it just saying panel 2 outside, if you could put the name of the panel that's going on. So we had a lot of people that were walking into the wrong panel rooms for the wrong things, having to come in and ask us.
Yeah, we kind of did a lot of printing on Wednesday and into Thursday. So, I mean, you know, the biggest thing is we put all of this together in under 6 months. So, yeah.
But it's a very good idea, and we should work on that.
Yeah,
that's an easy fix.
Definitely understand the amount of work went into planning.
Even if it's the day's programming, and we just stick one each day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways we could do that, and none of them take a lot
of time. But also, the continuation of the panel thing is, and this is probably an AV thing, but like, we have the same wall as where we had speakers, so in that room, they were speaking on like one wall versus they were on the same wall on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it meant that they were kind of speaking over each other for a lot of time.
And then I'll mention about the embroidered shirt. We were kind of not expecting much of a budget for that because we weren't expecting a lot of people.
You just told me to mention it.
Yeah. We definitely have ideas for expanding the wearables for merchandise. Don't have anything in plan yet, but we're definitely looking into stuff like that. So, I don't know. It's just a future promise, I guess.
Because they look great, dude.
Yeah, these ones?
And I'm also asking for
out of
your
his
budget.
Wallet.
Hey, Kogo,
yeah.
Kogo, give me a bigger merchandise budget, please.
Yeah, he's the number dog.
Well, we got approved. They want to request.
I want to go to sleep.
Trying to go tail here.
The back on this side.
He's
no.
Right. Just regarding the parking. Interestingly enough, starting yesterday. Yeah, it feels like yesterday. Friday, they had a gentleman taking cash at the event parking, so we didn't even need the tickets at the place next door.
Did
he just pay you $5,
five?
You're done for the day.
Yeah.
That was supposed to only be for the hockey game, and clearly they messed up on that.
Well, I guess it worked to our advantage in a way. Just FYI.
The hotel did seem to try to accommodate things when they went wrong.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, that's... In a large way, that's in their best interest. They don't want to lose money, but they don't want us to have a bad time, as long as we're not causing trouble.
I know that you were, like, tight on, like, getting rooms and stuff, but an information room would be so helpful. Like, obviously you guys were, like, on top of, like, the maps and what panels were which and where they're going to be, but just an information panel, regardless of, like, oh... this, like, with a parent, or where's this gonna be, like, things like that to, like, station people at somewhere, even if it's just, like, with a table or something, would be very helpful to be somewhere.
According to the safety head, that's kind of what our department was doing.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, registration, anytime someone had a question, they just sent them to us.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the idea of the safety and accessibility, and I think your complaint is completely valid, because we were so understaffed.
Yeah.
And accessibility was doing like six different jobs at all times.
We were supposed to have 14 people and we had 4.
Every department this year. It was wild. We want to bring on a lot more safety and accessibility people for next year. And again, if you want to help out, give us a shout.
Yeah. And just one other thing, just feedback as a attendee, volunteer, whatever. hotel staff, very nice, very friendly. They were great, and like not like you probably heard it before, no complaints. They were very like interested in what we were doing, and very like, you guys are like the best people we've had here. Best acted, also best, like, obviously there's, like, clutter messes, whatever, like, with cups, trash. They were like, it's still better than what we've had before.
Yeah.
So, we just shout out to us and also staff.
We got a compliment from one of the housekeepers that we were better than dancing moms. Yeah, she was serious. There was a group called Dancing Moms that was worse than us.
Put that on a sign before.
Better than Dancing Moms.
I got a similar compliment that they said they've had doctors and surgeons that reserved the hotel a while ago, and they left 10 times more mess than we did.
Medical professionals go
yes.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I've seen it and I've heard that from many
people. I've experienced that firsthand for the first time.
She's a medical professional. I agree.
We're running short on time, so yeah, if you have a question, now's the time. Slippery.
No, so there was a mention a minute ago about printing and comic books and scheduling. I know you ran out of comic books, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I would maybe warn against, like, having a lot of programming and scheduling in the comic book is not always good because it goes out of date, and then when things change, it's even more confusing.
Yes.
So maybe just keep reducing that, and maybe like even like replace it with a half-size comic book instead, just to save on printing, and also so they're a little bit more pocketable
or an insert.
Yeah. We could certainly do a smaller one. I know we only printed main events.
I think we try to focus on
yeah,
main events.
That's
those
a
are
good
generally
idea.
A bit
good
more
idea.
Locked in stone.
Yeah.
But even then, when there's slight changes or so, that's when we try to use social media and everything to update.
Last question.
Dedicated medical personnel. At least someone to be able to check blood pressure, pulse, to make sure
or first
in case anyone has a medical emergency.
Yeah, I wish my vice president here was to answer that because he works in EMS and the laws of Maine are such that... Actually, yeah, you want...
Yeah, we'd have to contract with a private ambulance or pay the city to have somebody down here all the time because you muddy the waters, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I think he told me something about insurance would be
rocketing. We can't do... basically anything ourselves other than if somebody asks for a bandage, here is your bandage. We can't even put it on them, really. So yeah, it's tough. It's real tough, unless we're hiring a professional, and then that's big money. I guess that's it.
Do you have any merchandise feedback? I like to hear that too, but...
If you have any feedback whatsoever, info@vacationland.org is an excellent place to share all of your feedback, whether you remember it in 5 minutes or 5 months. We will read and act as much as we can on all of it.
We intend to put out surveys. Answer surveys via email. What's your
You guys said that you needed help with something tomorrow if people were still around.
That was AV. We've asked people to break down help.
That's AV. They need help to strike. They call it basically taking everything down or boxing it up.